At 1H Bank, get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Former President Bill Clinton apparently not a big fan of Obamacare, despite his wife saying she's a staunch supporter. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes with more.
It doesn't work.
That's former President Bill Clinton blasting the Affordable Care Act, the same health care system that his wife Hillary supports. Clinton speaking at a rally in Michigan yesterday and pointing out what he sees as problems with President Obama's legislation.
So you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people are out there busting it, sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Still, Clinton's wife Hillary calls herself a staunch supporter of Obamacare. I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands attended a memorial today for golf legend Arnold Palmer. Here's PGA head Tim Minchum.
He unleashed in this country, starting in this country, an incredible growth in the game.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
It started at bongo night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When you pull into your favorite fast food restaurant, do you get good quality service? Do you think you get the best service of all the fast food places? Well, here's correspondent Chris Barnes with more.
This can be your order?
Yes.
10-12 at the window, please.
Thank you.
A new study of fast food drive-thrus finding Chick-fil-A scores highest on employee politeness, and it was a close second on order accuracy. It's 95% trailing only Carl's Jr.'s 97% accuracy. Industry experts estimate fast food chains serve up to 70% of their orders at the drive-thru. I'm Chris Barnes.
A new program from Arizona's infamous Sheriff Joe being praised by a lot of parents. Here's a story from Jason Campidonia.
The MCSO will now be sending letters to parents of teen drivers who get stopped by a sheriff's deputy for violating traffic laws, even if the teen doesn't get a ticket. A pilot program started in March, and so far the sheriff's office has sent out over 200 letters. Sheriff Joe Arpaio says deputies have the discretion whether to give a ticket or issue a warning, but a letter will go to parents either way. The thought behind the letters is to keep parents involved in their kids' lives. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
He's still rich, but Donald Trump no longer in the top third of the Forbes 400 list of the wealthiest people in America. Forbes says the GOP presidential nominee's fortune is $3.7 billion due to declining property prices and other factors. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Hi, this is Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started in a few minutes talking about what's happening in real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County, and then what's causing that to happen so that you can walk away in about 45 minutes with a pretty good understanding of what's going on in our local real estate market. But first, as they say on TV, we're going to have a message from a sponsor or two, including me, and I'll be back to give you the weather and get started.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
So here's our weather forecast. They asked me to give you what's going on and what's going to happen over the next few days. Right now, it's mostly cloudy with a little bit of sun. So it sort of depends which way you're looking. It's one of those days where you put the visor up, you turn the corner, and you got sun in your eyes again. And then you put it down, you turn the corner, and it's cloudy again. So it's a mostly cloudy day with a little bit of blue mixed in. The temperature outside right now is holding at, let's see, 69 degrees. It's going to be 47 overnight. We're going to have a gradual warming trend as we go on. Wednesday will get up to 72, Thursday 76, Friday 74, and then we're going to drop back into the 67 and 64 on Saturday and Sunday. So seasonal. I think that's a good name for it. The overnight temperatures are going to hold somewhere in the upper 40s, 45 to 49 over the next few nights. And Sunday, we're going to get down to 41. So you may be getting close to turning that heat on. I know I haven't done it yet, but I always feel somehow it owes me a week or two with no air conditioning and no heat. And that's sort of the in-between that we're in right now. Let me play one more paid commercial, which is mine, so that you understand what I'm all about. And then I will get started with what's happening in real estate today for our Real Estate Matters monthly update.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. I work with Weichert in Clinton. It's my home office. But I do all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset County. So I go right down to 78 corridor. I get as far over as Middlesex, as far north as Warren or Morris. And my focus is residential real estate. I love working with people that are trying to solve their problem. My tagline says I help people achieve their goals and dreams. So the first thing I try to do is, as I said in that little commercial you just listened to, get inside people's heads, understand what it is they're trying to achieve, and then help them achieve it. And as a matter of fact, I got a reference note about a week ago that said just that. He made my dreams come true. And I'm saying, wow, I couldn't have written that any better myself. And it really makes me feel good when I see people feel that way. You can find me at jpeters.com, jpeters.com. There's a wealth of information about real estate, 55 plus, first time buyers, the whole cycle, second time buyers, trade up, trade down, right sizing, and then what you finally do when you get into your senior years, which is where I happen to be. There's also lots of information out there about our foreclosure market, about our school systems, about our municipalities. I think if you go to jpeters.com and take a look, you're going to say, wow, there is a lot of information here. I do post to it daily. I try to put up an article or an interesting news item each day. And I do, on a monthly basis, a monthly market report, one for Hunterdon, one for Somerset. As I said, I do business across both counties. And that's what I'm going to go through today. So I'm going to start more on a national level and then drop down to a state and local level. On a national level, I hear from a lot of people that, wow, it's so confusing. One night I sit down and I hear something to the extent of sales are tumbling back down to earth. And I sit down a week later and the same station is quoting the same person saying sales are gaining momentum. What am I to believe? Well, you really got to go a little deeper than what it is you're hearing, because just because it's on the TV doesn't mean it pertains to you. It's sort of like I read it on the internet. It's got to be true. Well, if you heard it on the TV, it's probably true somewhere, but may not pertain to you here in central New Jersey. And what do I mean by that? Even within our two counties that I'm going to talk about this evening, your price and your ability to sell your house will be based on two things. One, your price point, and two, your location. If you've got a price point that's under four or maybe even under five, you're in a very active market. It's where our first and second time buyers are churning right now, and they're looking to buy houses, and lots of houses being sold. Good inventory is moving very quickly, and as a result, we don't have a lot of inventory on the market in those price points. So that's one market. The other market is the over five market. And when you get into the 500s, that's usually our transferee, transfer out, or maybe our second or third time buyer, people trading up. People usually do something every 7 to 10 years house-wise. And that market is increasingly showing a softness. In other words, we're getting a challenge at the price level in the fives, definitely in the sixes and sevens. And when you get above that, there's almost a very minimal market. I think when we get down and look at the statistics, you'll see if we look above 600,000, we probably sold four or five houses last month. And that's in itself not bad because there is a market. But in effect, if you take a look at the 150 we've got and you divide one into the other, depending where you're at, it's going to take a while to sell. So price point is important, but location is also important. People want to live closer to New York than we are in Hunterdon County. Most people that came out here for the bucolic lifestyle. They want to turn left at the horses, right at the cows kind of living. And we offer that, but people aren't coming in droves the way they used to. It slowed down a little. One of the reasons was the recent recession that we're just dusting off the dust from. And we found that over the 2005 to 2015 time frame, the movement to the West have sort of rescinded. We're actually calling it the receding metropolitan perimeter. In other words, the tide's pulling back a little. So we don't have the onslaught of people looking in that upper market. As a result, the prices aren't staying as stable as they could. So if you're over five, you're probably in a challenging price point. And one of the challenges you've got is that the people who are in sixes and sevens may need to sell a little bit more than you. And as a result, they're competing with you down in the high fives, low sixes. So it's a sort of, I wouldn't say cutthroat's the right word, but it's a challenging market and getting more challenging all the time. I've told several of my customers that you're going to get less for your house next year above five than you are this year. So if you're thinking maybe I'll wait till spring and try it all over again, you might be better off sharpening the pencil on your price and getting your house marketed now, because I don't think the spring's going to be any better. So one of the questions that also comes up is, the current pace of home sales is pretty impressive. It's almost as if we're coming back to the peak again. And the question is that sustainable? Can we keep that up? And the answer is, yeah, we actually had a population increase coming up to about 2005. And we now, as I just mentioned, in Hunterdon County, you got a little bit of drop in population. It's also moving into Somerset County to some extent. And I think what we're seeing is that, yes, we can keep this up. But one of the things we need to have happen is that we need to have more people understand that they're not below water anymore, or that they have more equity in their house than they think they have, so that they can sell it and move on. That will free up some inventory to come onto the market, and it'll create a sale or two to happen. So if we look at 1999 and we look at 2014, we're looking at a pretty parallel line in existing home sales in millions across the country. We went up quite a bit above it all the way 2005 into 2006 where we peaked, and we dropped all the way down and we came back up. So is the current volume or pace of home sales, the pace of current homes on the market sales, sustainable? The answer is yes, but we need to get more houses on the market in the under five, especially the under four market. Adjusted for population, this is a quote by Ralph McLaughlin, truly an economist. Adjusted for population, new home sales are just about 63% of their 50-year average level. Way better than in 2011, but nowhere near heated. So that's new home sales. We're talking more in Hunterdon about existing home sales. Existing home sales, because we don't have a lot of new construction. You'll see a development or two going up, usually in the over six market, and you're not going to see a lot of them going up because a new home, new construction, costs much more to you as a buyer than existing construction that's being resold. So is there a challenge with the affordability in the current market? Housing Affordability Index. The Housing Affordability Index measures whether or not a typical family earns enough income to qualify for a mortgage loan in a typical home at the national level based on the most recent price and income data. Basically, a value of 100 means that the home earnings, the median income, earns enough to qualify for a mortgage on a medium-priced home at the time. Anything above 100 means the family has more than enough to qualify, and the higher the score, the easier it is. So we're taking a look at 2015 and 2016 being in 160s and the 150s. So there's marginal income there. There's discretional income there. Your affordability index is in good shape. We can afford to do what you want to do. The issue is, can you find the house that you're looking for? Because a lot of that affordability is looking in the under four market, and that's a place where we're very, very short on inventory. So we've had over time a distressed effect on the market. That means those short sales and foreclosures. We haven't had a lot of them in Hunterdon County, but we do have a lot of them in New Jersey. We happen to be number one in the nation, and I'm going to go through some statistics on that with you in a little bit. But in the period of 2009 to 2015, that took an effect on the market. It's now getting a little better. We've dropped down to a more reasonable level, but we're still number one in the nation. But where we used to be over 10%, we're now just over 6%. So it's gotten better, but the nation's 3%. So we're still twice as bad as the rest of the nation. With lower mortgage rates, we've ended up in a sweet spot that if you have good credit, enough money for a down payment, it remains very affordable for you to buy a home. New home prices are coming down, and that's the key to growth in home sales. That's by Jonathan Smoke, who's with Realtor.com. A historic data for mortgage credit availability index shows that we have dropped all the way down to a very reasonable point, and we're holding steady at that point on mortgage credit availability. It's not like it's easy to get a mortgage. They've tightened it up quite a bit over the last 10 years. So all the things that happened once before couldn't possibly happen again. But there is mortgage money available, and it is available at a level you may not believe it's available at. So another question that comes up, with prices still increasing, is another housing bubble starting to form? The answer is absolutely not, especially in the Northeast. I mean, we're looking at the Northeast trailing the rest of the country, and we're looking that New Jersey, which probably lost about 35% in its total value back in the 2005 to 2010 time frame, is still sitting at about 16% off. It's going to take another 3 years probably to get that back to even, somewhere between 2 and 3 years. And we are looking at other states where Texas is 34% ahead of where they were at the peak of the bubble. I mean, being in the Northeast hasn't helped us price-wise. And being in New Jersey hasn't helped us in the Northeast because we have a challenging market in New Jersey, and I'm going to go into a few more details there. But the median sales price is holding and growing. And if you look at the prices under $400,000 specifically, you're going to see somewhere between a 3% and a 5% increase. Depends where you're at. If you're all the way over in the far ends of Alexandria and Holland Township, you may not see that. But the balance of the area, and that's why I say it depends on your price point and depends on your location, the balance in the under 4 market is going to see a nice appreciation this year. They're saying that while other asset classes remain turbulent, real estate prices have been an oasis for stability, and they are expected to remain stable in the short term due to very tight inventory of unsold homes. Said that already. This is important because volatility is generally an indicator of risk. Just like in the 90s, a stable home price environment is a very good sign for housing market and will help anchor the economy. I think what you're seeing, too, is that coming up to the election, don't care which side you like. As a matter of fact, if you're probably like me, you don't like either side. But coming up to the election, you're seeing mortgage rates being held down at under 3.5. And I can't say that it's the deliberate result of actions taken to keep the market stable, but it is what's happening. Mortgage rates are being bought down. They are being held at under 3.5. It's making a very active market happen because people are afraid that they're going to go up. And, in effect, it's helping this stability and surge in the under 4 market. If you take a look at year-over-year price points, and once again, it depends who you're listening to on TV. If that person's out in California, they're experiencing about an 8% increase. If they're in Texas, they're experiencing about a 6% increase. If they're in the mid-Atlantic states, they're experiencing about a 3% increase. And that's where we're at. And New Jersey is holding true at about 3.4%, depending on your price point. Quarter over quarter, what are we doing versus this quarter last year? We're up almost 1%. So I can't say it enough times. It depends where you're at, and it depends on your price point. But we're seeing price stability in the fours and fives. We're seeing challenge to prices over six, and we're seeing increases in prices under 400,000. That's the best recap I could give you, and that's New Jersey thinking, not the nationwide. So what's projected as far as home prices? We're looking at 2016 with a 4.5% increase projected. 2017 is 3.6, 18, 19, and 20 are all right about 3%. That gives you a cumulative house appreciation by 2020, 5 years out, of, if you're a bull, 26%, if you're a bear, 11%, or if you meld the two together, at about 18.7%. Not bad. That's 3% a year. Maybe 3.5% a year compounded. Not a bad increase in prices. And if we keep that up, we will eliminate the minus 16% that we're still below where we were at the peak. So by the end of 2018, we should be back to where we once were. That's taking into consideration that nothing else catastrophic happens. We're going to go back for a few more commercials, and I'll be back in a minute or so. Thank you.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. or visit njthin.com. That's.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, a few other things. Joe Peters again. And showing that we're in pretty good shape. Our price-to-rent ratio is now minus 18%. In other words, it's 18% cheaper to own a house than to rent because rents have gone up. We don't have rentals. We're down to about 2% vacancy rate. Price-to-income ratio, we're at a minus 12%, so the prices are in our favor there. Percent of mortgage purchases, we're down 15%. We're seeing more and more cash in the market, a lot of people trading and buying smaller houses. And how many houses are being flipped? We're down 50% from the peak. So we're seeing a lot of good signs. Interest rates are so low now that a family can buy a medium-priced U.S. home on an income of less than $45,000 a year, about $11,000 less than a medium household income. And half of Americans are cheaper than houses are cheaper than that. So it's good. I mean, we're at a point, we're at like a flash point where people can afford houses. Momentum is likely to carry us through the remainder of the year, and we'll end up with the best year in home sales in a decade. This is despite having limited inventory. So just think what could happen if we had the right amount of inventory. Pricing your house, always very important. And I could spend a half hour talking to you about that, but that's where your agent comes in. Talk to your agent about getting to a price where you're going to get the maximum exposure in the market. And what you really want to do is, do you want to fight with the buyer over the price, or do you want the two buyers to fight with each other over your price and give you a competitive offer? And that's what you're looking for. Another thing, average days on the market. We're sitting with somewhere between 46 and 60 days in New Jersey. That's not bad. I think it's 66 in Hunterdon County. It's more like 50-something in Somerset County. That means from the day it comes on to the day we get a contract, it's 40 to 60 days. Existing home sales did taper off a little bit last month, but it's normal for this time of the year, and it's in results of us not having the inventory that we could have. We're seeing it a lot worse in the Northeast. We're down about 5.7% on existing home sales. And the South and the West did better than that. Midwest broke even, and the U.S. in general is 1.6. So Northeast, as I said, it's trailing the rest of the country in a lot of things, and existing home sales is one of them. The other thing that we're seeing is if you take a look at sales – and you take a look at inventory, you're going to see that except for those popular price points, we're lined up pretty well. We're looking at existing home prices year over year in the Midwest. Let's look at the Northeast, 3.3%, just what I said before. We're looking at the percentage of change in sales from last year by price range, and we're seeing that the 255s that are up about 2.5, 500 to 750s, up about 1.6, and this is a national average. And once you get over 7, they're on the downside. Prices are leveling off. I mean, I can't say, we said up front that we're looking at an average of 3% a year to 4% a year over the next 3 to 5 years. That's not bad. That's normal, and it's where we want it. It means there's no surprises, and it means you've got a stable market. Forecasted year over year for New Jersey is 5.1%. I think you're going to see that the closer to New York you are and the lower your price point. I don't think you're going to see it in Hunterdon and Somerset County in the over fives. I think you're going to see stable to slightly decreasing prices. I'd say stable in Somerset, slightly decreasing in Hunterdon. Inventory, and that's the key here. We need more inventory, and I'm going to talk about what people may not understand, and that is that your house went up a lot over the last 5 years, and it's not as far off the mark as you thought. As a matter of fact, a lot of people that I'm dealing with today are people that have come back into the market because their house did get up to a point where it's worth taking a consideration of selling it and either trading up, trading down, or making a new decision. Our seller traffic by state is weak in New Jersey, but our buying traffic is not. And how do we judge the buyer traffic? We judge that by the people that come into open houses plus the people that are looking at the houses that we have listed. Those two statistics are compiled on a national basis, and we have pretty good buyer traffic. We also have FICO distribution, which is very interesting. 54% of our FICO distribution is under the 750. In other words, of all the mortgages that are done out there, over half are done under the 750 mark. You don't need an 800 credit score. You don't need a 750 credit score. As a matter of fact, if you have a 700 or less, we're looking at 21 and 8, 30 plus percentages of a mortgage are down at that level, and only another 50% are done in the 7s, and really 13% over the 8s. So FICO score isn't as bad as it used to be. Your average back end to debt index is somewhere around 40-41%. That means if you take your mortgage at about 30% of your debt, and you take your car payment and everything else you owe, and that's another 10 or 11, you're just about where you need to be. That's the proportion that the mortgage guys are looking at. So that's what's happening on a national level. Let me now go into what's happening here in New Jersey so you can get a little better feel for that. And before I do it, I'm going to play two more commercials, and I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So Joe Peters once again with Weichert and Clinton, and covering all of Hunterdon and all of Somerset, helping you achieve your goals and dreams from a residential real estate viewpoint across those two counties. We're now going to go into more detail of what's happening in our specific area. New Jersey home sales. The demand increased in New Jersey during August, rising at plus 18% over the year earlier, which marks the 24th month in a row. For 2 years, we've had an increased demand. Year-over-year basis, it gives us a 17% increase. Sales rose by 14%. And increase is most widely seen in the under 400. I said that before. And during the same period, the houses priced above $1 million to $2 million have seen decreases. So the number of houses being offered in New Jersey has remained low, and it's recently decreased. But the supply decreasing by some 6,000 homes as compared to a year ago, that's minus 11%. And now we have 24,000 fewer homes, or 32% less than we had in 2011. The current unsold inventory in New Jersey is about 4.9 months. That's a good point. And the national, that same average a year ago was 6.4. So we look at 4 to 6 months being average month supply. That's average. If you're there, prices are stable. You get above 6 months, prices are dropping. If you get below 4 months, prices are probably increasing. And that not only is prices in general, but it's prices based on the area that you're located at. Another key feature that's happening is interest rates. I mentioned earlier they're being kept artificially low. They're at 3.5% for a 30-year. A 15-year is somewhere about 2.75. And 5 and 7-year ARMs are down about the 2.75, 2.8 range. Combination of fear of rising interest rates and slowly rising prices is what's driving the market right now. We don't see a lot of good, strong economic indicators. We just see market confidence. And there's nothing wrong with that because it carries us. If the market looked at the monthly numbers and reacted every month, we'd have a very erratic market. But the market is confident. It's strong. We're selling more houses in 2016 than we sold in 2015. And the forecast is that if we get enough inventory, we will sell even more in 2017. New Jersey job front. This is the concerning area. On a national level, the U.S. reached full employment back in May of 2014. And we saw a 2.7 million increase in jobs in 2015. Only approximately 1,400 have been reported so far this year. And if that pace continues, we're only going to have about 2.2 versus 2.7, which is a drop of 21%. That's a concern. On a national basis, we're seeing not as strong as a picture. But if you look at New Jersey, this is where the concern really lies. New Jersey job growth increased by 65,000 jobs in 2015, the best in the 15 years before it. At that pace, New Jersey's on track to recover all its jobs by the end of 2016 to 2017. However, New Jersey has shown an increase of 2,200 jobs in July after continuous erratic behavior the year so far. There were job declines in a five of the first 8 months in 2016, showing a gain, net gain of 8,000 jobs year-to-date, which is only 21% as compared to the 37,000 jobs added for the same period last year. That's concerning. That's concerning. I think that we are moving in the right direction. I see lots of signs that we're moving in the right direction, but the fact that we're not putting the jobs up that we should be putting up is concerning, and I think if that doesn't get corrected, we could see an adjustment in New Jersey in the future. Foreclosures. This helps us, really, because we have such a shortage of inventory. When we have foreclosures entering the market as well, it sort of makes up for some of the normal inventory that's not there. Percentage of delinquent mortgages in New Jersey that are 90 days past due fell to 6.4%, which is down from 11.4% 4 years earlier in New Jersey. This ranks us as the number one in the country, followed by New York, Florida, Michigan, Maine, Maryland, and Nevada. Nationally, the number is around 2.9. So we're sitting at 6.4. The national level is 2.9. That's not good. But we're a judicial state, and there's a reason for it. We're experiencing an increased rate in foreclosure filings, while most states are seeing the reverse of this. In 2015, it was a 14% increase over the prior year, and we had about 77,000 filings. For 2016, the foreclosure filing rate is forecasted to be nearly 74,000. Slight improvement. Foreclosures will continue to add pressure to prices especially in areas where they are concentrated. So where are the foreclosures concentrated? A lot where Sandy hit us 3 or 4 years ago, a lot in the outlying areas. Recap. Here's a recap. Then I'm going to go into some details for each county. 2016 has not been normal. It's not been normal from what we're seeing on the elections, and it hasn't been normal from an economy viewpoint. Yet we've seen a surge in home sales in New Jersey, especially in the sub-400 market. We're still plagued with not having enough inventory in those major popular price points, and the sales increases could be even better if we did have more inventory. But as inventory builds up and prices continue to rise and people no longer are underwater, this should have a positive effect on prices. Year to date, we've seen a 1% rise in prices in New Jersey. That's a little out of date. It's more than like 2%, and they're forecasting it to be more like 4% by the end of the year. But once again, that depends where you're at and what price point you're in. We're also starting to see people in our home over 10 years thinking about making a change. They're reluctant over the last 5 years or so because of the poor economy, so that's a good sign. I got to tell you, half of my business right now is that. People that I've dealt with in the past or who have made a change maybe 10 or 12 years ago and are now reentering the market. We're also starting to see people in our home. Well, I could just said that. We're starting to see the effect on the under 400 market for the first-time buyer. Millennials are shopping. The over 500 market is holding steady and diminishing slightly depending on location. As for the foreclosures, to some extent they're helping us. So the net-net is either a seller or a buyer, the time couldn't be better to be in the market. We have the lowest interest rates in history, a pent-up demand from the buyer and the buyer-seller viewpoint, and a very attractive market with slightly increasing prices. If you'd like to know how that affects you, if you're thinking, well, maybe next year is the year to do something, this is probably a good time to start talking, because if you want to do something next year, you should be doing it in the February to March time frame. And if you're going to do it in the February to March time frame, we should be talking now. Give you an in-depth understanding of what's going on in your specific price point, in your specific town, take a look at your house and give you a market analysis, and without any pressure, say, here's where I think you're at. My name's Joe Peters, 908-238-0118, if you'd like to do that. Let's take one more quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and look at some details.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So let's take a look at what happened this month in numbers in Hunterdon County. In the month of September, which just concluded, we had 160 new houses sold. That means they went under contract. They're not necessarily closed yet. They could be, but they're probably not. And they're getting ready for closing. That compared to 173 from the month before, and that, which was August, and that compared to a number that was even lower than that in July. So we sort of went up, went down a little, but we're holding steady. This is a time when that number typically trails off a little, and it's not. It's still a very active market. I said that we had somewhere between 45 and 60 days on the market. That was incorrect. We have 82 days on the market. We have 6 months' worth of inventory in general. And if I take a look at what the average prices were, it's very interesting because it's lower than it used to be. The September under contract is $394,000. So we $394,000 average price. 10 years ago, that price was $440,000. So we're down a good 10% over 10 years ago. We're looking at a list price of $497,000. So we're listing roughly $5,000. We're selling it at roughly $4,000. What do you got in the middle? We're missing 20%. Some of those listing prices won't sell till later in the year. Some of them will take markdowns. But we're actually looking at numbers that are pretty healthy until you get above six. We're looking all the way through the 500s at a five-month supply. That's normal. When you get into six, it bumps up to 11. And if you get into the sevens, it bumps up to 19. And if you really take a look at it, we had in the sevens, eights, nines, and over a million, we had four, six, 10. We sold 11 houses, and at the same time, inventory level there was about 200. So it's about a 20-month supply. The million and up is an 85-month supply right now. That's an anomaly. It's usually more like 3 to 4 years. But 85 months is a lot of months. So average 75% of our sales in Hunterdon County were under $500,000. That left us 25% above that, and of that, only 7% or 11 sales are above $700,000. Two areas in Hunterdon County last month had no sales at all, Lebanon Borough and Stockton Borough. That's pretty average. If they do have sales, they usually only have one or two. So those are some of the low points. We had five areas that only, well, I said these five, and it's really six or seven. But we had only one or two sales in Bloomsbury, Califon, East Amwell, Frenchtown, Kingtown, Milford, and East Amwell's there twice. Those areas are challenged because they're further out. Bloomsbury, Califon, East Amwell, Frenchtown, Kingwood, Milford. And at the same time, the hot spot or the sweet spot for Hunterdon County has always been Clinton Township is one area, Raritan Township is another, and Reddington. All three of those are contiguous. They touch each other. We've had between those three areas roughly 48% of our sales done in the last month. So that's where people want to live. That's where people are, in effect, looking to make their decisions and buy a house. So I think if you're thinking about taking a look at what's happening in Hunterdon County, one of the things you need to take a look at is where your house is and what price point it's in. Now, if I was just to slide over and look at these same numbers for Somerset County, you see a very big difference. First of all, they have 5 months supply, so they're a little bit better. Once again, I said 4 to 6 is about average. And it's healthy. 5 months is better than six. Their average days on market is 65 days, where ours is 82. So they're selling houses a little quicker. 75% of our houses were under 500 at the sale, only 72% of theirs. And 24% of their sales were between 500 and a million, and 4% of them were above a million. So they stick at under 6% or under, 6 months supply or under, up through the 800,000, and then they drop off about where we drop off at the 600,000 rate. You'll see that the 800 to 900, they sold 5, 900 to a million, they sold 7, and then over a million, they sold 13. So they actually sold 25 houses where we sold, and I'm looking at theirs, only from the 8 and above. If I looked at ours from the 8 and above, we sold 7. So they're selling about 4 times. Typically, their sales price is 600, their list price is 600, and their sale price is 415, 416 at this point in time. They get another 18% more than we get in Hunterdon. Somerset County is a little more active. They've got an average of 351 sales, where we hit an average of 162. their total inventory is 1,800 or our total inventory is 1,000. So it's a denser population, more houses selling at the higher end, and most houses selling at an increased price. What are their active areas? Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsborough. Those four areas are 47-48% of their sales. And if you take a look at the areas that they didn't have any business, they had no business in Millstone, and they had quite a few areas with only one or two, like Raritan Borough, Rocky Hill Borough, a couple, Bound Brook and Branchburg, with three. But in most cases, and those are most supplies, I'm saying that their sales, Far Hills one, that's a very high area, Rocky Hill one. A lot of times, you can tell a lot about the area by the amount of sales that are having. I mean, if you get into, for instance, Far Hills, average sales price over there is probably close to $1 million, you know, at least in the 700s and up. And you're still going to sell one or two. It's a supply and demand kind of thing. So let me recap and tell you what I think needs to happen. One thing we need to do is we need to get more inventory on the market. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to convince people that their house is now worth more than they think it's worth. And how do we do that? I sit down with them. I take a look at where they're at, how much they owe on the house, how much similar houses have sold for, come back with a market analysis on their particular house, and show them how much money it is worth in today's market. And a lot of times, that number is a lot higher than what they have in the back of their mind. They say, wow, that's higher than I thought. And that doesn't mean I can get an extraordinary price for theirs. That means that their house is appreciating nicely. And based on where they're at and what their price point is, in a lot of cases, it's above market value. So one of the ways to get more inventory on the market, and if we get more inventory on the market, we're going to have more sales, is to help people understand where their house is priced in today's market and what the value of it is in relationship to what they owe, how much equity they have. That's one way. Another is to taking a look at the people who haven't done a thing for a while and really do the same thing. They've been in their house 10 or 12 years. They've been afraid to make a move. They think they're still underwater. They're now definitely not underwater anymore, and most people don't realize that, and help them understand what their options are. And then from the buy side, the solution's pretty easy. I work, and there's several steps in the buying process. There's the first-time buyer. That's the person that says, I could probably own it quicker, cheaper than I can rent it. Plus, I can't find any rentals of a 2% occupancy level. Helping those people understand what's on the market and choose a house is always fun. And they're typically looking in a 150 to 350 market. They're going to start a chain reaction, which will result in a second-time buyer. So when they buy their house, let's say they buy it at 250, that person's probably going to turn around and buy one for four because he's taking the equity. He's just trading it up and getting another house. That person will turn around and probably buy one in the 5 to 6 category, and that person probably is going to downsize. You probably trade houses 3 times on the upward and once down on the average in today's economy. We see the average movement about every 7 to 8 years. Over the last 10 years, it's been about every 12 years. So we're seeing a lot of pent-up sales come to the market. But at the same time, we're seeing buyer demand looking. I mean, I'm constantly mailing people as their houses are coming off prior listings saying, I've got people looking for houses in your area and your price point. If you're thinking about putting it back on, maybe we should talk. And it's not a sales come on. It's the truth. We don't have enough houses to sell based on the market and based on the price point. So I try to help people understand where they're at from a seller, help people where they're at from a buyer, put the two together. We definitely have two markets. We have an over 5 market that's somewhat challenged, and we have an under 5, really under 4 market that's very, very, very active and is consistently getting sales almost the day they come on if the house is nice and clean. That's our market. My name is Joe Peters. I'd love to help you understand where you're at in this market and work with you. I don't bite. My style is to be informative, to give you the information that you're looking for to supplement the information that you probably already have pulled together and don't know what to do with, and then help you go through that and come up with a few facts that really mean something to you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play my overview one more time, and I'm going to be back to sign off.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And I don't bite, as I said. Give me a call. If I'm not already talking to another customer, you might be surprised. I'll pick up on a first or second ring, and we'll have a conversation that sort of sounds like what we're going through right now. A sharing of information, an understanding of your situation, and then measurable next steps so that I can help you best understand what you can do in today's market. If you go to my site, jpeters.com, you'll read about many of the things that I do. You'll also be able to see what some of my past customers have said about their working experience with me, and you'll be able to find many ways to contact me there. But the best way is just pick up the phone and dial 908-238-0118. And I'd love to hear from you. I look forward to hearing from you in the future, and I'll be on again next week with my 55 Plus program. Thank you very much.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Every gas station is not going to have a generator, right? Just understand that they're not. I mean, everybody doesn't. It costs more money, and so everybody doesn't do it. But we'll do everything we can to get fuel to the gas stations to have power as fast as we can.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, speaking to emergency management officials and citizens of the state, encouraging them to fuel up before the arrival of Hurricane Matthew to avoid shortages like they had after a massive hurricane in 2004. The storm currently devastating Haiti, moving toward Cuba, is expected to hit the United States sometime Thursday. The vice presidential candidates square off tonight in a debate, and Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway says what she expects to see from the candidates.
Doing the job of the vice presidential nominee, which is to hold to account the other party's nominee, and asking those questions about Hillary Clinton's fairly unremarkable record here in New York as United States Senator.
The debate begins at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money.
And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
You're one of those people that's worried about creepy clowns.